Masechet Kelim Perek He, Mishnah Gimel. Here we'll talk about different items that are associated with a tanur or a kira, and we'll question if they're part of the tanur and the kira, so that when the tanur and kira become tameh, these items become tameh as well, or are they not really considered to be part of them? Mishnah says, Ateret kira, the rim that could be attached to the roof of the kira, it's put there, it's like a crown, an atara. It's put there many times to preserve the heat by holding it in and covering a spot that would be open on top. Tehora is considered to be pure, does not become tameh because most people do not attach rims to their kira. So even if somebody did attach a rim to the kira, it's not considered to be part of it. Tirata tanur, the law for the courtyard of the oven, quote unquote courtyard, which is an enclosure, next to the oven where hot bread is placed after it's removed from the oven. It's like a little box that goes on the side of it, and the point of it is to keep the bread a little bit warm. When it's 4 tefahim high, it becomes tameh through direct contact with the source of tum'ah that touches the inside of it, and through tum'ah entering its airspace without even touching it. It's the enclosure is next to the oven and used with it, so it's treated like the law of an oven. So if it's 4 tefahim high, which is the size of an oven, it becomes tameh like the rest of earthenware ovens. It's not a kli on its own, but a space in front of the oven that's surrounded by walls. So in order for it to be considered tameh, it has to be considered basically like an oven. To be an oven, it has to be at least 4 tefahim high, like the minimum height of an oven to become tameh. Behotamikan tehora, but if the little enclosure is less than 4 tefahim high, it's tahor, because it doesn't have the minimum size needed for an oven. In this last case, the item we're talking about, the tirat hatanur, wasn't really attached to the oven. Now we'll talk about the rule if it actually is attached. Im hubera lo, if this item, this little box next to the oven, was attached by being pasted onto it, afilu al shalosh avanim, even if it was sitting on 3 stones rather than on the ground, so it's a very weak connection, it's not properly attached to the oven, it's just semi-attached, teme'ah, it's considered to be tameh, even if it's less than 4 tefahim high. If it's attached to the oven, automatically it's considered to be part of the oven, and it doesn't need to be the minimum size of an oven on its own. Now we'll talk about different types of containers that were attached to the outside of a kira. Betapach, an oil holder, which is a jar of oil that's placed to be warmed by the heat of the kira. Ubeta tavlin ubeta ned, or a spice holder, or a lamp holder. Shebakira, that's attached to the side of a kira. They're used here for cooking. The lamp here is used so people could have illumination and light when they're cooking, and the spices are used to actually flavor the food. Metame'in bemaga, they become tameh through contact. When a source of tum'ah touches the kira that they're attached to, they become tameh as well. Ve'enan metame'in ba'avir, but they do not become tameh when something tameh enters the airspace of the kira. If the source of tum'ah touches the inside of the kira and makes it tameh, these holders become tameh as well. But if the source of tum'ah only enters the airspace of the kira without touching it, then the kira itself only becomes tameh, not the holders. That's the way it works. Similar case, if the tum'ah touches the inside of these holders, it makes them tameh, and the kira becomes tameh as well. But if the tum'ah enters the airspace of these holders without touching them, only the holders would become tameh, but the kira would not become tameh. That's the idea over here. If the source of tum'ah touches the inside of the kira, it makes it tameh, and these holders become tameh as well. But if it only enters the airspace of the kira becomes tameh, but not the holders. The difference between the two of these is that the holders are not really considered to be part of the kira, and they shouldn't become tameh with it whatsoever. But Hachamim made a decree, and they said it's going to be considered to be like the kira in some respect, only in terms of maga, in terms of touching. If something tameh touches the inside of the kira, but not when something enters the airspace. So it's all on a rabbinic level. But on a d'oraita level, the holders are not considered to be part of the kira whatsoever, because they do not have the same function. They don't help really in the cooking of the food, but they help with the storing of ingredients, or they help provide light when the cooking is going on. But the rabbis decreed over here that they will become tameh in some respect, but they wanted people to remember that it was only dirabanan. We don't want people to associate it totally as the same in terms of the tum'ah. So they said, we're only going to show the strength of the hachamim, that we're going to be strict with maga, with touching. But with airspace, we aren't going to be the same level of strict. So they limited the tum'ah to only the case of maga. It's important for people to remember not to burn tiruma and kodashim that became tameh from these holders, because you're not allowed to burn tiruma and kodashim unless they become tameh on a deoraita level. And these are not really considered to be part of the kira, these holders. So therefore, they wouldn't be biblically tameh, so we wanted people to remember that so they don't make a mistake. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon metaher. Rabbi Shimon says the holders are tahor, even if the kira becomes tameh by maga, by being touched on the inside by a source of tum'ah. According to Rabbi Shimon, Hachamim never made a decree to make the holders tameh through the tum'ah of the kira, even through touching.